Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is October 9th. The time is 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners, and your voice is heard worldwide. By the click of a button, by just logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. I'm just one of the shows, and there are others that are equally as powerful. And we're here to serve you. And you'll discover what the world has to say. Imagine. Let's go back in time. 10 years ago. Who'd have thunk it? Now, our world is shrinking. And, darlings, today's show is about, is the world unready for the aging population? You see, whether you like it or not, every minute you're growing older. But are you growing wiser? What is your mindset? And I was up early this morning, and I was thinking about our world. And I don't think we're ready for the aging population, because we've got to eradicate the old, constipated, archaic mindset that after a certain age, according to whoever the dictates are, the experts are in America, that you're too old. I'll say it again and again and again. Our bodies and brains don't age. We do. And that's going to be the core of the show today. I do hope that you're listening. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. And when you call in on any of my shows with a legitimate number, because some don't look quite copacetic to me. But if you're interested and curious about what the rest of your life is going to look like, then you'll want to call in to get the free book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And, secret number one, the measure of life. We can't control the length of our life, but we can control the quality, depth, and width. And how do we do that? By implementing our greatest freedom, and that's of choice. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show is archived, so get your pen and pad out, www.kathywatson.com. No. I'm giving out my website. The show is archived, www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And be sure and click on all of C buttons. But Before I go into the show, let me give you all of my contact information, and then we're going to talk about the power of radio. For all of you that have that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in your life, but in the world. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And yes, you will receive the free ebook, The Elixir of Youth. Darlings, let me tell you about this book. I've been thinking about the pandemic craze in health and wellness. You know, everyone seems to be an expert in everything, in every category. Excuse me. You'll move over, Ponce de Leon, and all of you doctors out there. That I truly admire. And a round of applause for all of you that are helping us look and feel younger and better longer than we ever thought possible. But it's right there in the book. I am the creator and expert on aging with glamour and style and good health. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never glamorized. And I'm not going to let that happen. Who said that you can't be gorgeous and stunning 60 and beyond? Well, I challenge you. I am challenging you to enter a senior beauty pageant. These gals have the formula. They have the secret. I ain't grown old. Ain't no way that I am going to grow old. Because it right goes back to a choice. Pick up the mirror. You know, the longer I'm in this business, the longer I am the torchbearer, I've been chosen. You all bought into, well, the people didn't know. We're all evolving together. But you really believed them when you said that when you're 50, you belong in God's waiting room. Well, that has changed some. Oh, but if you're 60, 70, forget about it. It's a mindset. And now more than ever, I am convinced that that's why I've been chosen. You see, I love being a fashionista. And then I have to tell you about a little sidebar. The cheerleaders, the Sun City cheerleaders, oh, they're cute as they could be. If you're 55 and younger, don't even call. They are acknowledging the brilliance of seniors because we've been so bombarded with the youth pandemic. Yes, I love youth. We all had it. Learning curves, dancing hormones, trials and tribulations. And there are, you know, you're all catching up with us. Yeah. 0 to 7, 7 to 14, 14 to 21. Now you're 21 years old. Do you look like you're 14? 21 to 28, approaching cellular maturity, but we'll talk about that later. But the book, I'd travel to get the book. I bared my soul in secrets in the book. It's for life, your life. How about 60 years in research development, hands-on experiences, trials and tribulations? I've experienced life firsthand. with all the twists, turns, disappointments, and challenges, with creative, intelligent, visionary, and futuristic insights. Now, this appeals to all, the elixir appeals to all ages, men and women, ethnicities. It gives you the help that you need to understand. I don't know how many press releases I get, how many emails I get. Your body has to be moved. Think of your blood as a river. If a river dams up and stops flowing, it becomes like sludge. What do you think your blood is doing? You're sedentary. You're overweight. You're decaying. You're simply decaying because you're not exercising the body. You're not eating the right food. And you don't exercise your brain. Now, when it comes to choices, I want you to know that the silver fox and I do not walk on water. But there's moderation in everything. We deny ourselves nothing. Did you hear me? We deny ourselves nothing. I eat liver. My body has a little deficiency of B12. I love it. Our diets are Mediterranean. But we work out religiously. I don't know, it's just a way of life. Some people come into this life going through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. You know, I thought everyone did what I did. And my program is daunting. By the way, better do a medical disclaimer. I don't have a PhD. I don't have an MD. All I have is this incredible power of living life with visionary and futuristic insights. I've been taking quantum leaps all my life. I've been fortunate to be raised by immigrant parents. Pa Pawn, who walked to work every day, worked at Wisconsin Steel. I've embraced his work ethics. And they're now finding more and more, all of you that are raising children, all of you that are eating today, what you put in your mouth today will determine how you're going to feel and look in the next year or two, if you keep it up. Diabetes is rampant. Obesity-related illnesses are costing us $190 billion a year. And you don't care? You see, it's your life. You're aging. If you're not aging, you're pushing up daisies. And if you don't care, it's okay. Because other people don't care either. This is not a dress rehearsal. And the book is informative. The methods are, techniques are, well, it'll take you a little while to learn them all. But once you've learned them, they're yours for life. And it didn't cost you a penny other than calling in on 347-637-3789. Or just log on to my website, www.KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And you could read the chapter on exercise. I believe it's secret number 4. What are you doing with your life? You're the landscaper. Your life is your palette. You know, an artist has a palette and he draws, he chooses colors and picks and chooses. What are you doing? What are you doing? Don't you want to turn heads when you walk into a restaurant? Or don't you want people to say, man, what is she doing? She looks awesome. I'm going to find out what her secret is. And it's great to age, isn't it? But how you age, it's all your choice. Did you know that as we grow older, we begin to slur our words? Not loose dentures, lazy tongue. In the book, I'm not rude, I'm not crude. I'm just doing my tongue strengthening exercises because it is a muscle. Every opera singer, every vocalist, every speaker has learned the prominence of the muscle, the tongue muscle. Have you noticed you kind of start talking like this? Would you listen to me if I did? You know, if this was going to be how I was going to talk to you? Shakespeare said the whole world is a stage. And we're all actors and actresses. And Longfellow said, oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. I'm going to do it again. How long would you listen to my show if this is how I talked? You see, as we get older, if we haven't taken care of ourselves, it affects our whole body. I've seen it happen time and time again. First impressions are lasting. And you could have this incredible vision of this gorgeous gal and handsome man. And then the minute they open their mouth, you lose that vision because of their voice. And yes, I'm available for teaching, coaching. You bet I am. But when you get the book, you can start learning, teaching yourself the facial exercises that provide a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. You're listening to Live with Gabby on Blog Talk Radio. The world is not ready for the aging population. When I get these, I know it, I could see it, I see what's happening. Dementia, Alzheimer's. I'll take you through secret number one in just a little bit. Let me finish with how to contact me. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. You see, I have the answers. You don't have to embrace them. Do you want to reinvent the wheel? Be my guest. And then I don't know. Maybe you have something that I need to know. Share it with me. I'll put you on the air. And the world will hear you. Share it with the world. We're not going to steal it from you. But if you're listening, if you got up this morning, was it, oh, good morning, God, or was it, good God, it's morning? You have been mandated to enjoy your life. It's all determined by your choices. You have been mandated to write that book You've been mandated to share your talent with the world. You've been mandated to live your life according to the gospel of you and not anyone else. Because if you're living your life through the eyes, ears, nose, and throat, whatever, of another person, they're your God. They are your God. Now, I'm going to invite you. I've given you all the contact information. But I'm going to invite you to really sit back and think out of the box. I want to help redesign your mindset. I don't know what your age is. Okay, so maybe you're 60, 70 years old. And you have this incredible novel that you want to share with the world. Now, here's the first boo-boo you made. If you haven't surrounded yourself with like-minded people, you know, most are negative. They don't even know it because it's a habit, it's a mindset. Sidebar, get your pen and pad out and write down every negative word that comes into your brain today. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? What are you planting in the brain? We have to throw out, erase, flush it down the toilet, the old computer disk that keeps the mind chatter, the chicken chatter. So now you have this great book. And you start telling everyone about it. Well, let's go back to step one. You choose the right people, the people that are going to support you, the people that are going to say, hey, that's great. Oh, but you tell your family, your friends, and you've worn out all of your energy because they aren't positive. Or they might say, oh, okay, Louie, yeah, sounds like a good idea. Good luck. But in the back of their brain, they've canceled that because they put it out in the world. I think he inhaled. Doesn't he know he's 60, 70 years old? Who's going to pay any attention? Grandma Moses was in her 90s and she was painting. Let's go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Colonel. He lived in his car. He had that recipe. And it only takes one person to say, huh. 1,007 said nay. 1,008 said, let's give it a try. And the rest is history. What if he gave up? You see, his mindset was, I have this recipe. It's going to bring enjoyment to the world. I believe in it, and my age has nothing to do with it. I think it was up in his early 70s. Are you ready for aging? I know America is not ready for the aging population, and I will segue into that. But let's talk about the Live with Kathy Consortium. Wouldn't you love to be part of it? And it could happen. But first you have to call me at 847-882-8717. Or you could email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And tell me your story. Get excited. Pick up the mirror, look at yourself, and tell yourself how brilliantly talented you are. Because you are. But it's been pushed out. Dream stealers that you believe them more than you believe yourself. How could I say all of this? I've gone through all of this. but always on the other side of negativity was another aha for me. Oh, you know, they say, well, I'm going to criticize you constructively. There's no such thing as constructive criticism. I call it plussing. Let's tweak. Let's look at this. Let's look at that. Because life is nothing but an evolution. It's a process that is ongoing. Are you still stuck in the old, archaic, prehistoric years? Or have you accelerated your wheel motion in your brain? And when people lash out at you, step out of their energy and just say, huh, you just described yourself. And then get away. Get away. So now, I don't know what the purpose of your business, your service, your product is. You call me. It's a 10-week introductory offer. Oh, so affordable. Low three figures. Low. You would pay thousands of dollars for this. Oh, I'm always invited to participate in other worldwide shows at four figures. Oh, please. I'm the expert. I know the dynamics of radio. And I know this. If you're expecting the floodgates to open, I don't want your money. We can't work. You see, time is life. And if I'm going to give you my time, I'm giving you part of my life. You're going to learn. You're going to grow. I love the word evolve. And we're going to find out about the authentic you. And you can do it through radio. It's a powerful marketing tool. But just as important, I'm developing your persona. Because you have to learn to wear that. You have to position the radio hat on your head the right way. And then I work with you on your mini-mercial. It's heard 40 times in the 10 weeks. But here's the good news. You're invited to co-host with me. But you're not a loose cannon. I train you, I work with you, I rehearse with you. And then you listen to it after it's been archived, and then you tell me, how impressed were you with your presentation? What is it you think we need to tweak? Would you jump up and call yourself? Would you call because you were so good? That's your development. I had a conversation from a heck of a nice guy in his 60s, another radio station that was wooing me. And he said what everyone else says to me. Oh, we're going to drive thousands of people to you, and you're going to sell. Stop right there. My purpose is to inform, educate, and give all of you the help and the hope that you need to truly enjoy your life like it's golden. See, first the service, then the reward. So if you're interested, do call. 847-882-8717. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the topic today is the world ready for our aging population? I say no, but more later. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers. They're co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Look at some of the beautiful towers. The tower in New York, that is Local 40. And they're setting the spire on top of the tower that we lost the day America cried. The Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, the Airy Crown, McCormick Place, the John Hancock. Without iron workers, they wouldn't be standing. Their work is buried, never to be seen by a naked eye. The roads that you travel, the bridges, the buildings, your houses, everything. They're teddy bears. But don't tell them I said so. How do I know? I married one. It makes my heart sing when I illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? You have to log on www.ironworkers.org and see if this is a match. It's for men and women. Imagine going through an apprenticeship for 4 years and you're getting paid while you're learning. Your health care, your pension follows you through your life in union solidarity. They're awesome. Do you want to find out more about them? YouTube.com/Union Iron Workers. YouTube.com/Iron Workers Impact. And log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 9th and hear the show. They came from all over the United States and Canada. The International Iron Workers Festival. It was held in Mackinac City, Michigan. And you could hear them. Their dedication to their talent in the form of creative construction. www.ironworkers.org. You've heard me talk about the book Choices. It's a tribute to the authors, celebrities in their own right. What you can learn from Choices, 14 of us bared our souls and shared with you the trials and the tribulations, the upsets, the sadness, the disappointments that we went through. But we're here to tell you about it. You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise, spiritual and material. The book is available at AuthorHouse.com, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. And if you want a discount, you could call me at 847-882-8717 or email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You will embrace and rejoice in their victorious achievements. Published by Author House. You won't put the book down. You won't. You want it there. Excuse me. Because there are stories that are true. Germany. From behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. Rudy, the son of a migrant farm worker, achieved and reached the American dream. And you do know how to get that. Rika! Oh, dear. She is the director extraordinaire of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. And they, of course, are the 2009 Gold National Winners. National Park District. Log on, heparks.org. Rika's story. Divine intervention in the book. How a trip to the south side of Chicago in 2005 literally changed her life. Greg McIntyre is our personal CPA. And he shall be delighted to work with you on any issue you have, financial issue. And then, of course, rates are individually assessed after the initial consultation. 847-255-2012 and email ahtax@ameritech.net. Is the world ready for the aging population? No. But let me bring you closer to home. Stress, toxicity, trauma are all leading factors in premature aging and even death. Did you know that anger releases toxins into the body and pollutes your body? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our likes, on our looks, and looks do matter. I don't care what any of you say. Looks do matter. In secret number 7, page 42 in the Elixir, I share with you my secret for de-stressing our faces. The cream is only available through me. It is so powerful, so effective, you use it 3 times a week. No animal testing, no paraffins, no gook. It's all natural. And you keep it in the refrigerator. It's for men, too. And you can only get it through Kathy. And you know how to reach me. Take down this website, www.letitia.myshackley.com. This is a global call to action. I'm calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. Hey, this is for you too, guys. The year to reign supreme, a year to let our voices heard. In solidarity, together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. I had my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. This is the year to unleash the power of you, your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risky, and a more soul-searching approach to making money? I don't care if you're with corporate America. Everyone has that niggly little dream, that little desire to do something, and this is great. You know what? It's a family affair. What do your kids know about finance? Oh, they know about the football, basketball, soccer. But what do they know about finance? You start as a corporation. You're the CEO of your own business. Then appoint a vice president, a secretary, a treasurer, and turn it into a home-based business. It offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and your family while you're making money. You don't need a college degree. All you need is the passport, the formula, the blueprint. And Lee has it. But you got to have that fire in the belly, desire to achieve. So many are becoming wealthy starting from nothing, and this could be you. It's pandemic. Imagine. Creating your own hours. You are sculpting the blueprint. You need a business plan. And then you have to have that burning desire to achieve, to not give up. Napoleon Hill said in Think and Grow Rich, most people stop from achieving their goal 3 inches away. You see, that's success is failure turned inside out. The silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. You're being challenged. You are being challenged. www.letitia.myshackley.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And yeah, you could get the book, the e-book, The Elixir of Youth, by calling in 347-637-3789. And it's yours. So, topic today. Is the world ready for the aging population? And this is from an article that I got from, who did I get this from? Well, one of the leading newspapers. Are you ready? Or have you given in? Raymond Charles Parker said the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are. And you stop visioning where you want to go because you let people steal your dream. We have to change the mindset. And I will be the torchbearer. We have to see, be aware of what's going on. You see, the second half of life is a time for celebration. And most of you are reluctant to take an active role in pursuing your dream, whatever it is. You're reluctant to step up to the plate and be noticed. You know the reality? Most of you give in. And you feel that your lives are almost over with. Oh, who cares about me? Because America bombards you with youth. Seniors, don't you realize you have a strong voice, have so much to give? My goal is to help you refire, not retire, your passion for living. You just don't know that. Now, this is what they say in the Associated Press. The world is aging so fast that most countries are not prepared to support the swelling numbers of elderly people, according to a global study going out today by the United Nations and an elder rights group. The report ranks the social and economic well-being of elders in 91 countries, with Sweden coming out on top and Afghanistan at the bottom. It reflects what advocates for the old have been warning with increasing urgency for years. Nations are simply not working quickly enough to cope with the population growing faster than ever before. By the year 2050, for the first time in history, seniors over the age of 60 will outnumber children under the age of 15. So what? But let's explore that. What's the quality of their life going to be? You're going to wait until 2050? You start now. You start now. We've got to ignite momentum in the communities. I don't care if there's, what do you call them? Locally and nationally. This is the time for all of you, 50 and older, to enjoy the best of the rest of your lives. It's called mindset. We have to change the mindset. And we start now. Okay, I got my computer out. 2050 minus 2013. 37 years. 37 years. We've got the time, but the time is now. You don't wait until the 12th hour. Now, here's a guy in Hanoi, Vietnam, 65 and acutely aware that he, like millions of others, is plunging into old age without a safety net. He wishes he could retire, but he and his 61-year-old woman depend on the $50 a month they earn from the tea shop. So every day he rises early to open the stall at 6 a.m., works until 2 p.m., and his wife takes over. People my age should have a rest, but still, I have to work to make our ends meet. Well, didn't he think about that? He's only 65. That's the youth of aging. You see, it's the mindset. And we prepare now. If you're 20, you have 37 years to outline, to plan, to design your life. And now he says, my wife and I have no pension, no health insurance. I'm scared of thinking of being sick. I don't know how I would pay her for my medical care. This reflects a key point of the report which was released. Aging is an issue across the world. Perhaps surprisingly, the report shows that the fastest aging countries are developing ones, such as Jordan, Laos, Mongolia, Nicaragua, Vietnam, where the number of older people will more than triple by 2015, all ranked in the bottom half of the index. They're not using future insights. They're not seeing it. The Global Age Wash Index was created by Elder Advocacy Help Group Help Age International and the UN Population Fund, in part to address a lack of international data to the extended impact of global aging. So they went on and on and on and on. The index was welcomed by elder rights advocates who have long complained that a lack of data has thwarted their attempts to raise the issue on government agencies. For example, we've been talking about how people are living longer, but I can't tell you people are living longer and sicker or longer in good health. Afghanistan offers no pension to those not in the government. Life expectancy is 59 years for men and 61 for women, compared to the global average of 68 for men and 72 for women. Stockholm ranks the first. Here is a gal. Hi there, Marianne. You're 80 years old. Works out in a gym in Stockholm. They care. They've changed their mindset. They're not dwelling on comparing and competing. And what could I give back? What could I do for me to really make me look and feel good? Because I don't want to live on the dole. I don't want the government to take care of me. We've got billions, billions, and billions of people living on this planet Earth. We have to start now. My goal, my mission, and I will be the torchbearer, to change, redefine the perception of aging not only in America, but globally. I wrote a letter to the president. I'll read part of it to you. This was July 2009. Redefining Aging in America, 50th Anniversary Partner President's Challenge Advocate. I'm on his council. May I introduce myself? Kathy Watson, wife, mother, Nana, entrepreneur, Chicago bred and born, exercise evangelist, guru, and the beat goes on, a call to action. My mission is to partner with you, Mr. President, to ignite momentum in the senior communities locally and nationally to be selected as the torchbearer for seniors. You see, they're talking about educating the youngsters. Yes, they are our future. But we made their future happen. We have so much to give. Michelle Obama, start promoting senior wellness. Let's change the mindset together. Now is the time for seniors to enjoy the best of the rest of their lives. America has played the youth card long enough. We're living longer, not necessarily better. The second leading cause of death is lack of exercise combined with poor diet. First is smoking and, of course, heart disease and cancer. I'm thinking of the 77 million boomers and millions over the age of 65, outnumbering ages 25 to 45. I'm thinking of the second half of life, which for many can be debilitating, scary. It doesn't have to be that way. The second half of life is a time for celebration. The time is now. Together, we can make a difference. Oh, here's another. To the president. I was selected from applicants worldwide to present my Ages for Life seminars as the guest of the Malaysian government. I presented in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. Ageless was the pilot program. Needless to say, it was a success. I guess it was an honor to represent Illinois. My purpose, my mission, is to partner with the president to bring awareness to Americans that we may be living longer, but not necessarily better. Yes, there are those enjoying a quality of life, but it eludes many. It doesn't have to be that way. Sad to say, many seniors don't know the importance of including exercise in their lives. They just don't know that they could be enjoying a life that's eluding them because of their mindset. And their age has nothing to do with it. You're endearing, but dears, you find change uncomfortable and unsettling. But if you hear it from one of your own, we got their attention. Through education and encouraging seniors, not only locally, nationally, and internationally, we just may save our relative healthcare system. I'd love to explore the infinite possibilities of creating senior initiatives with excitement and purpose to have them really get excited about their lives. It could happen. It's your choice. Get in touch with the park districts, the senior centers, and the libraries. Start your own consortium. It's your life. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. In the elixir, secret number one. The measure of life, we can control the length of our life, but we can control the quality, depth, and width. Our greatest freedom is that of choice, and I decided to start at the age 50. You're a half a century old. What did you do with the first 50 years? How do you look and feel? The next 50 will be determined by your choices now. And you could change. You could change. You're starting the second half of your life with the elixir. You'll discover how to look and feel younger and better right now. Oh, look, it's an exciting journey. You could get it. You could log on to KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. You could call in on any of my shows 4 days a week. Get it free, 347-637-3789. Now we're going to begin this exciting journey with the 20-something. Seeking and searching. Life is yours to dare. You're bulletproof, or at least you think you are. At birth, we're dealt our genetic cards. How we play them is up to us. Choose wisely. All of the drinking, the abuse that you're doing to your body at 20 is going to show up immediately in tiny steps, in tiny steps. Ah, 30s, you're twinkling and thriving. The form is changing. At 30, you've reached cellular maturity. Cells don't reproduce as quickly. Our bodies go drier. I want you to think of a rose that's in full bloom. That's where you're at. You want to keep that bloom as long as you possibly can. How does your garden grow? Have you lovingly tended to your garden? Ah, the drinking, the boozing, the smoking. Ah, now you're 40. Flashy and fleeting. Ah, the middle age crisis. Has anyone truly defined middle age? Raymond Charles Barker said, the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where you want to go. Are you a visionary? Where do you want to be in 5 to 10 years? Have your dreams been fulfilled? Have they? 50s, fabulous and flirty. Hey, you're a survivor. You've made it to the halfway mark. You're a half a century old, but wait a minute. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? You're halfway. 60s, sexy and sizzling. America devalues age more than any other nation in the world. Come on, you've played the youth card long enough. Yes, Virginia, there is life after 60. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. 70s, simply sensational. Thank you, research scientists, doctors, alternative and complementary methods, for your dedication to helping us enjoy the best of the rest of our lives. Our goal is 120. 80s, endearing and enchanting, bringing a wealth of knowledge and experience to the forefront. What stories? I know that I could tell. And I don't have the time. But I promise you tomorrow, when you tune in, I will finish. I'll tell you the story. We were on a shore excursion in Italy. I think it was up Pompeii. Oh, you're not dead yet. You have to see the world. You have to see Africa. You have to touch and feel and see and taste the vibration of this wonderful world. Don't let it pass you by. But again, it's your choice. Our greatest freedom. Sit back and promise me that you'll take out the time to be in joy and gratitude. This is Kathy. Until tomorrow, the topic, what kids won't tell you, but I promise to give you the end of 80s, endearing and enchanting. Make it a great day. Au revoir, Kathy.